to be seized. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and my special guest this morning is Sheriff Richard Mack, and we're talking about the importance of the sheriff in upholding our Constitution. Unfortunately, we have some people in our courts who don't believe the Constitution. We have many people in government who are dedicated socialists who want to transform America, and they don't believe in the Constitution. They don't want to try to amend it. They want to destroy it because it guarantees individual freedom. Where, then, is the bulwark of our strength and our ability to maintain our freedom? And, of course, according to Sheriff Mack, and I believe he's absolutely right, what we need are local sheriffs who believe in the Constitution, who sworn to uphold the Constitution and to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have enemies of our Constitution and freedom working at every level of our government today. That's why the local sheriff who believes in the Constitution is so important. Sheriff Richard Mack, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. I certainly appreciate being back with you and appreciate my relationship with you and all your listeners who believe in freedom and, as you said, believe in our Constitution.
Well, you go right ahead and pick the story up.
Well, there's several things that have been happening recently that have very much concerned me. There's also some things that are giving me encouragement. And I think the answer is still the one that the Founding Fathers established some 235 years ago. But the thing that concerned me most recently is the 4th of July. And I love the 4th of July, and I think it's a great time to reflect on what the Founding Fathers established for our country and what they did for us, but then I'm walking through the airport and I see Time Magazine, and Time Magazine did an article entitled, it actually had a picture of the Constitution on the very front page, and at the bottom of the Constitution it was being shredded. The actual Constitution was being shredded. And I looked at that and I said, man, what are they doing? And so I actually bought the magazine, which I very rarely do for Time Magazine because I think it's such a trash magazine. And I have it here in my hand. The title of the article is, Does It Still Matter? And so it's asking the question to all America, does the Constitution still matter? And I thought maybe they were going to try to portray something about how the Constitution, in some way, still matters. And they do just the opposite. And mind you, remember, this is the 4th of July issue of Time Magazine. And you and I both know that Time Magazine already has their agenda assigned. And this is very indicative of that very assignment, because the managing editor of Time Magazine is the one who wrote this article. His name is Richard Stengel. And again, he is the managing editor, the number one guy in charge of Time Magazine. And if you open the magazine, you will see, and the first thing I'm absolutely positive that some of your listeners would be asking themselves is, why do we care what Time Magazine says? We already know that they are a political hack, that they have nothing to do with freedom, and that they're just part of the problem of political correctness in our country today that is destroying our country. Well, yes, that is all of that is true. But what they do here is they expose that to the 10th power. This is the first time, I believe, in a long time that Time Magazine is telling all Americans, we do not care about America. We do not care about the Constitution. The Constitution no longer applies to our more sophisticated and technological society. And we're telling you that the Tea Party movement, the constitutional movement in America, simply does not fit into today's society. And I think I think what they expose here is very telling, and all of us need to know about it. Now, on page 30 and 31 in the magazine, on page 31, the Constitution is being shredded. It is a picture of the entire Constitution being shredded. And in its article, what Time Magazine does, per Richard Stengel, is they actually substantiate why the Constitution is being shredded and that it's okay. And that's my biggest concern about all of this, because millions of people in this country still turn to Time Magazine. And I think that's probably the biggest problem we have in America today, is that we have far too many people who believe this trash. Well, on page 30,
is that this is what we learn in school. This is what we often learn in our churches. This is certainly what we're told by the media, which is controlled. And the most important thing American people must understand is that there is a force out there that controls all of the major media outlets and will not permit the American people to know the truth about what's going on in the world. Fortunately, we do have the internet. Fortunately, for the people who are aware of what's going on, we can get the news. And what's really so encouraging to me is that people are learning. Now, there are an awful lot of people who still believe Time Magazine, you know, represents America and what's really going on. Once we can convince them that the media is controlled and their minds are controlled, and that there is a conspiracy against our Constitution, and the subversive element controls the media here, and they want to destroy this nation. Once you can convince people of that, then, of course, they will give up, hopefully join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization. But the first thing, and I think what you're doing is so vitally important, Richard, is to get the information out. You go right ahead. We'll be back in just a moment here with Richard Mack. I'm talking about the shredding of the Constitution, or at least that's what the subversive element that controls the media would like to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Sheriff, you just picked the story right up from where we were.
I'm sorry, having a little hard time hearing you, Dr. Stan.
Well, you just go right ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. And what really absolutely floored me about this article is on page 30. And anybody who wants to look at this probably on the Internet can. But they actually tell America that the Founding Fathers could not have known what was going on today sufficiently enough to have a constitution that would be applicable to today's sophisticated and technological society. They're making the constitution contingent upon technology or sophistication. They don't look at it being applicable to principles of freedom, that it's just trying to take care of the politically correct, political correctness of the day, or because we have airplanes, then the Constitution cannot apply today. And they actually say this. Look at this. And this on page 30 starts with a paraphrasing of the Pledge of Allegiance. It says, one document under siege, instead of one nation under God. So here he talks about this, and this absolutely floors me. I thought he was trying to be funny at first. Here are a few things the framers did not know about. And thus, because they didn't know about it, the Constitution they established for us could not apply today. They did not know about World War II, DNA, cell phones, airplanes, the atom, television, Medicare, collateralized debt, the germ theory of disease, miniskirts. They actually say this. I'm not making this stuff up. He thinks the Constitution and the Founding Fathers don't apply because of miniskirts. The internal combustion engine, computers, antibiotics, and Lady Gaga. They actually say this in here. I don't know. I don't think there's ever been a time in history where Time magazine has looked so stupid, and that the American people should see Time magazine now for what it is, a political hack job for the destruction of our Constitution.
Well, I think people really have to understand that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were based upon our Founding Fathers' knowledge of what had happened in the past, in ancient Greece, in ancient Rome, certainly what had happened in Europe and in England. And, of course, the fallacy that giving men power over other men would lead to a free society. They recognized the fact that you could not trust men with power. We had to limit the power of government so men could be free. Having nothing to do with anything going on today, having everything to do with knowledge that democracies fail. In fact, as Plato had said, democracies always degenerate into despotism. Look around today, ladies and gentlemen, as we move from being a republic to a democracy to an all-powerful executive branch of government that would regulate every aspect of human endeavor and crush the spirit of our people. Go right ahead, Doctor. Go right ahead, Sheriff.
Well, another place in here that absolutely amazes me is they actually talk about Ron Paul when he said in 2008 that the Constitution was actually written as a specific limitation to restrain the federal government. Can you imagine?
Absolutely, it was.
Yeah, but can you imagine the response to that quote from Ron Paul from Time Magazine? Again, the managing editor of Time Magazine. Can you imagine, can anyone listening to this program imagine Time Magazine's response to Ron Paul's assertion that the Constitution was actually written as a specific restraining order on the federal government? They actually say the Constitution says just the opposite. Can you imagine that? The Constitution does not restrain government, but actually allows government to do whatever it wants.
Well, they obviously have not read the 10th Amendment of the Constitution.
I don't think they've read any of the Constitution, and they certainly haven't read history where the Founding Fathers were concerned about an all-powerful, out-of-control central government. And so they wanted to devise a Constitution that would keep the federal government in check, and including Thomas Jefferson's assertion that the Constitution would be the chains by which our leaders would be bound. So, but Time Magazine is making just the opposite assertion here, saying that not only does it cannot be a limitation on government, because the Constitution never says that that's what it intended to do. Because the Constitution never says specifically that we're writing this Constitution to be a limitation on government, then it cannot be. And that they actually say in here, Article 1, Section 8 actually does just the opposite. It lets Congress do whatever it wants.
It limits it to those 18 different things that it stipulates in the 10th Amendment. It says, and any power not specifically herein granted by it, meaning the Constitution, to the Congress, is limited to the states and to the people. All power is to be limited to the states and the people, except the things that are specifically given to the Congress. So, obviously, they're lying, but the American people have to understand that Time Magazine has always been used by our invisible government to distort the reality of the American people. It's the important vehicle of the enemies of freedom. I share your concern.
Well, it is a deep underlining concern, because I believe it is what is keeping us from returning to our Constitution as a country. Too many people believe this trash, and just as you said, I believe this is Time Magazine's intentionally lying to the American people. They know what the Constitution says. They know a little bit more about history than they're trying to pretend. They know the Founding Fathers were concerned about limiting government, and they are absolutely, without question, submitting and disseminating propaganda to the American people so that we can continue the agenda of tax and spend politics, destroy freedom, control the people, subjugate the people, and make sure that our Constitution is perpetually marginalized by the mainstream political correctness of the day.
I agree with you totally, and I think everybody should understand the purpose of Time magazine is to destroy and enslave America. Go right ahead.
Well, I've been studying these issues for a long time, not nearly as long as you have, but it still bothers me that they do this. And so I actually wrote an article, and if anybody would like to read an article, my response to this trashy magazine and the article about our Constitution, you can go to sheriffmack.com. It's on the very front page. As soon as you get on there, you'll see a link to my article responding to Time magazine. It says that lamestream Time calls the Constitution elastic, and that's what they call it, elasticity, the elastic Constitution. In other words, you can simply mold and pull and make the Constitution mean whatever you want it to mean. So I highly recommend that everybody go to my article. I sent it to Time magazine, and of course they didn't respond. But the next week I looked at it. I didn't buy the magazine. I looked in it at the airport and saw that one preacher responded and said, if this is what Time magazine calls the Constitution after 200 years, I wonder what they would do to the Bible. And we all know that Time magazine doesn't care about the Bible any more than they care about the Constitution. And I think it's a very good analogy, though. If indeed Time magazine were to write anything about the Constitution, they certainly, or the Bible, they certainly would give it the same respect that they do our Constitution and the principles of freedom that we were founded upon. So if anybody would like to see my article in response, just go to sheriffmack.com. And you're more than welcome to copy that off of there and pass it around as much as you'd like. Also, I'm in Pennsylvania right now, and we're working with I'm at the Sheriff's Association convention out here, and I've got a speaking engagement tonight in downtown Gettysburg at the Gettysburg Inn. So if there's any of your listeners that are in the Pennsylvania area, please come on over to Gettysburg. I got to tour Gettysburg, the Memorial Battlefield, yesterday for the first time in my life. And I'm still so enthralled and amazed with this vast historical event that shaped American politics in so many ways today. And I'm still so amazed that the Civil War could ever take place in America. And the horrible effects this had on America and the devastation it caused throughout our entire country. My Civil War juices are really flowing right now. And again, anybody close to Gettysburg, if you could make it tonight to the event, it's going to be a very powerful time. And I invite and encourage everyone in the Pennsylvania area, anybody that's within 100 miles or so of Gettysburg, please come out tonight. There's going to be sheriffs in attendance from the convention site here in Gettysburg. That's actually where the convention for the Sheriff's Association is taking place, right down to right here in Gettysburg. So,
well, are the sheriffs across America, are they learning about our Constitution? Do we have a significant number of them to begin to make a difference, to begin to take America back?
Well, I certainly hope so. I know we're probably getting close to a break, but I want to tell you something I'm doing, and I want to share with you a survey that I have written up, and I'd like any of the listeners to make any recommendations as to any other questions that we would like to do on this. I'm going to send a sheriff survey. We're going to vet every sheriff in the United States and put their responses on a website for all the people in this country to see. So you will be able to determine if your sheriff in your county has potential to become a constitutional sheriff. If not, then you need to find someone to take their place. But this is a survey that I've put together, and when we come back after break, I want to share the survey with everyone. There's 11 questions, and I want to read all 11 questions. And if you, Dr. Stan, have something else that you would like me to add to the survey, I would like to get your advice and also any advice from many of your listeners.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that the sheriff understands that his job is not to do what the federal government tells him. His job is to uphold the Constitution and protect the citizens of his county from the excesses of the central government, which is controlled today by people who are intent upon centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., circumventing local power and enslaving the American people. There really are people who want a dictatorship in America. There really are people who believe that we need a ruling elite, and that somehow all you have to do is get elected to federal office and you are now above the law, that the Constitution is outmoded. And ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution is still the law of our land. It is this subversive element that controls our central authority.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Yes, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Sheriff Richard Mack. And Sheriff, would you like to go ahead and get your website out, information on how people can get in touch with you and support your work?
Yes, absolutely. My speaking schedule is on the website at sheriffmack.com. And again, these two articles that I've written recently, one about Sheriff Glenn Palmer out in Oregon, who has stood against the United States Forest Service on behalf of his people. He is actually exercising the theory of interposition that I have espoused in my presentations that I do all across the country. Anyone who wishes to have me come to your area to do this presentation, I will show you proof positive. I will show you the evidence that the sheriff actually is the head law enforcement officer in your county, that he has the duty to protect you from the tyranny of the federal government and any other government, and that these are all his responsibilities pursuant to his oath of office to uphold and defend, protect and preserve the United States Constitution and defend that Constitution from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, just as you alluded to a little while ago. So again, there's a lot of powerful tools. My books, my little pamphlet that fits right in your pocket, that is the highlighted version of my Supreme Court decision that proves that the federal government has no authority over the states, that the states are sovereign, and that we are not subject to federal direction. It also proves that the states most certainly can stop Obamacare. And believe me, this evidence is very vital, and everyone needs to see it. Everyone needs to read the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. All of that is available at sheriffmack.com, www.sheriff, that's one R and two Fs, Mac, M-A-C-K.com, sheriffmack.com.
Fine, and I recommend that information to all of our listeners. It's vitally important that people understand the importance of the local sheriff and the significance of the Supreme Court decision on the case that Sheriff Mack brought to the Supreme Court, where, of course, Justice Scalia held that the sheriff was the leading law enforcement individual. He did not have to abide by federal law. In fact, the purpose of our Constitution was to keep certainly the people in the federal government from expressing their best of intentions, which, of course, the inference was the best of intentions were often harmful and destructive to individual freedom. Go right ahead, Sheriff.
Well, in moving to the solution, what do we do about Time Magazine and their agenda to destroy America? What do we do about the overall agenda? Time Magazine certainly is not alone. They're simply a pawn in this entire scheme. So what do we do as Americans? Is there a solution? And is there anybody still believing that if we vote for another Democrat Republican or a someone with a different name but still a Democrat Republic, Democrat or a different Republican in Washington, D.C., then somehow we might have some hope for freedom in America? Well, I think that's a ridiculous notion. And Patrick Henry, in his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, which is the foreword to my first book, the first book I ever wrote, From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns, which is a very powerful book about the Second Amendment, which dissects the Second Amendment. But Patrick Henry asked in that famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, how is it that anyone has hope? And he says, I can only judge the future by the past. And judging by the past, what is it that would give the gentleman hope that we can do anything, that our government is doing anything to resemble freedom? We must stand. We must fight. And yes, there is a way to still keep this revolution that Ron Paul continuously talks about. There is a way to keep it peaceful and effective. And if we have our sheriffs on board the holy cause of liberty, we can do this. And therein lies the solution. And I'm not trying to dump the entire aspect of freedom on the sheriff's shoulders, but it's already there. I'm just pointing out that the last line of defense in your county or in your parish in America is your sheriff. And he's the one that has to know his responsibilities to protect and defend America, our liberty, and, yes, absolutely, the bulwark of American liberty being our Constitution. So I've created this survey. It's called the Sheriff Survey. And this whole thing needs to be looked at by every sheriff in the country, and I'm going to do that. Now, we sent the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, to every sheriff in America, but there were some new elections this past 2010, and there's new sheriff elections this year as well. In fact, half of the sheriffs in Pennsylvania are up for election this year. And so that's something I just learned last night, that they actually split them in half. They don't run all 67 sheriff's elections at the same time. So I know, and I know some other states do that as well. Anyway, this is the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association, which I have just started. And you can see that website as well, the CSPOA, which stands for Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association. That's CSPOA.org. And we're just getting that rolling, and that organization is sponsoring this sheriff survey. Well, the first question, and I'm still tweaking this, so if anybody has any recommendations or suggestions as to how we should change this or add another question, I'm certainly open for suggestions, and especially from you, Dr. Stan. If you don't think this goes far enough or doesn't cover enough things or enough topics, please let me know. But I want to read all 11 questions. Is that all right?
You go right ahead.
Okay. Question number one. If the federal government or the United Nations were to implement a policy of door-to-door gun confiscation in America, what would you do? Now, I give several responses. They can choose A, B, C, D, or there's a place for them to put their own answers. Now, do you want me to cover each potential answer or just cover the question? Okay, the possible answers are these. A, help them confiscate the guns. B, interpose myself on behalf of the people to protect their right to keep and bear arms. C, not interfere one way or the other. A sheriff has no authority to stop the federal government from doing anything it wants. D, I don't worry about such a scenario, as this would never happen in America. And then there's a place other that they can add their own if they wish to choose something besides the answers provided. Okay, then question number two. Well, I'll wait till after break to get to number two.
Wait till after the break. We'll be back in just a moment with Sheriff Richard Mack.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins, in business for 10 years, 2927 Bassett Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Hello?
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Sheriff, you go right ahead.
Okay, let's get back to this. Question number two. Do you believe that the IRS conducting random audits on innocent citizens is a proper and constitutional procedure? Well, this one, Dr. Stan, gets pretty simple. The first answer, A, yes. B, no. C, it does not matter what I think. The IRS tactics are something for the courts to determine. D, the IRS is out of control, but there is nothing we can do about it. And then they have another chance to answer other and determine for themselves what they believe is the best answer to that. Okay, I'm scrolling down. Hang on just a second. This is all on my computer. Okay, number three. If you knew an agency of the federal government was abusing citizens in your county, would you, A, do everything in your power to stop it? B, tell your constituent to hire a good lawyer? C, investigate the abusing agent's behavior and handle the matter just like any other complaint? D, contact the agency head and ask that the abusing agent be disciplined? And then again, other. Number four. Now remember, I want all your listeners to remember, this is a survey that is going to your county sheriff. Number four. Should the federal government come into your county and serve warrants and make arrests without informing you first of their intentions? A, I would prefer that they notify the sheriff's office before doing so, but they don't have to. B, they should absolutely notify our office before doing anything in my county. C, I believe there should be a policy established by all sheriffs to require a notify first policy between all federal and state agencies. Again, they can put other and do their own answer if they don't like the ones provided. Five, Thomas Jefferson warned that Washington, D.C. would at times become, quote, venal and oppressive. If this were to happen today, who would the people in your county be able to turn to for peace, safety, and protection? A, the President and Congress. B, the governor and state legislature. C, the courts and judges. D, the sheriff and other local officials. Again, other is a potential. Six, the most important thing I can do as sheriff is, A, keep my oath to the people to protect their constitutional rights. B, reduce the crime rate within my jurisdiction. C, stop drug trafficking and drug abuse. D, work with all federal, state, and local agencies to combat crime and keep the peace. So, some of those might be hard for them to find the actual answer, but
sometimes there's two that we might want them to choose, but usually there's just one specific question that would be the best, or one specific answer to each question that would be best. Now, number seven. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks was arrested in Montgomery, Alabama for failing to give her seat to a white man. Knowing what we know now about equality and justice, if you were called back in time as the responding officer to this call, what would you do? A, I would have to arrest her. It's not my job to pick and choose which laws to enforce. If it's on the books, I will enforce the law. B, all laws must be enforced. The police don't make the laws. It is not for us to judge. Mrs. Parks would have to seek justice in the courts. C, the police are not robots for the legislatures. I would never enforce such a stupid law. I would have sat down next to Mrs. Parks, would have shaken her hand, and made sure she got home safely and given her home extra patrol throughout the night. D, I would have pretended to arrest her and then taken her home instead. And, of course, they have other there. Okay, this is number eight. We're almost done. We have about three more to go here. If federal and state bureaucracies are raiding farmers and destroying their dairy products and businesses for merely distributing raw milk and cheese, what would you do about it? A, there is nothing I could do. It's not my job to protect the people from regulations of other agencies. B, the right farmers have to run their businesses as they see fit is more important than regulations and rules. As long as they have not hurt anyone else, then I will stand with all farmers and will indeed protect their lands and businesses from all threats. C, safety regulations exist to protect us all from potential harm. The farmers in my county or parish are not exempted in any way and must comply just like everyone else. I will assist in such raids if asked to do so. And then there's an other place for them to answer whatever they would like. Nine, according to the principles of our constitutional republic, who is responsible for keeping the federal government in check? A, only the federal government is allowed to monitor itself and provide the necessary checks and balances on its own authority. B, the President and the U.S. Supreme Court are charged with keeping federal regulations from going too far. This system has worked for over 200 years, and it's working now. C, government regulations have gone too far, but each citizen has means available to appeal for relief when such regulations become abusive. Therefore, each citizen is his or her own check and balance on overreaching government. D, Madison said the people can safely rely on the disposition of local legislators to erect barriers against the encroachments of the federal government. Therefore, it is the duty of all states to keep the federal government in check. The sheriff is absolutely an integral part of maintaining the balance of power between the states and the federal government. Okay. Number 10. Well, I guess
we're out of time, but I think it's an excellent series of questions. I wish you well. I'm going to be talking to you again and try to find out how our sheriffs are responding. Let's hope they start thinking. God bless you. Thanks for everything you do, Sheriff. We'll talk to you hopefully this evening.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I think Sheriff Mack is doing a very important job. And if you need to read his book, you need to watch his DVD. And if you can remember his address, get them from him. If not, you can get them through us. Or we carry his book. We have a copy of the talk he gave when he spoke at our conference. But if you can get the material from him, get it from him. If not, contact us at by calling 1-800-544-8927. But understand that the sheriff is our protection against the excesses of the federal government. And there is a subversive element at the highest levels of our government that wants to destroy this nation, whose dedication is to globalism. That's why they've shifted 8 million of our jobs overseas. That is why they have an organized program of destroying the value of our currency so they can impoverish the American people. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret, they come with syllabuses. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You live in a material world. There's a mystical world out there. You live in a subjective world. There is a spiritual world out there. You live in a visible world, but there is an invisible world there. You live a tangible world. There's an intangible world. You need to understand that in every major city in the United States, there is a metaphysical bookstore that ties into this brotherhood of darkness. And there are literally several million Americans who are involved in the process. They don't understand about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Bohemian Grove, and the Royal Institute, and the Club of Rome. They don't understand something about the influence of the Skull and Bone Society, but they are dedicated to this idea of bringing about a world government without ever realizing, of course, they have adopted a philosophy put forward by the prince of this world. We're involved in a spiritual battle. You need to get our 4-tip set on the Bohemian Grove, the DVD on it, the material we have, which you could have for nothing, published by the Bohemian Grove, that tells about their deity. And who is their deity? Not the God of the Bible. It's the owl. And, of course, the owl is the symbol of Moloch. And Moloch is, of course, Satan. And, of course, you need to get our 4-tape set on the Skull and Bone Society. We have two books on Skull and Bones, an excellent 4-tape set. And, of course, when you join Skull and Bones, why you kneel before a replica of Lucifer. They know exactly what they're doing. George Herbert Walker Bush was a member. George W. Bush was a member. In 2004, George Bush ran against John Kerry for the presidency. The two presidential candidates both came from Skull and Bones, and Tim Russert asked them on CBS television about the secret society they belong to. Both of them, both men responded, it was too secret to talk about. But you see, you're not supposed to ask him such things on national television. Remember what happened to Tim Russert? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, BetterLiberty.com. Please pray for Better Liberty, our permission, and our protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and warfare, holy places, and in his hands.